The servant of God, Elena Spurgevičiūt, was born in Kaunas, Lithuania on December 22, 1924, into a family of Lithuanian workers and was the oldest of three children. Now, since infancy, the girl had been suffering from illness, which was spinal deformity, but was later cured by her mother's efforts. She began attending school at the age of 7 and later joined the Scouts movement. After finishing her primary studies, Elena was enrolled at the Soul Society Girls Gymnasium of Kaunas, directed by the Sisters of St. Casimir. During the school years, she kept a diary from the 2nd of October 1940 to the 2nd of June 1942, which reflected her ordinary day-to-day life and connection to God. She grew up a very religious girl, always attending Mass every morning before heading to school, and always abstaining from consuming anything before receiving communion. She and her sister Sabina did a variety of jobs, from housekeeping to animal care. Elena was pretty much the second man after her mother in this area. According to her sister Sabina, Elena was often ridiculed by her friends for her modesty, chastity, benevolence, and religiosity. She managed to pull through all of the criticism without changing who she had wanted to be. She graduated in 1943 and wanted to study medicine at the Vytautas Magnus University, but the university was closed by the occupying German authorities. She then took courses in German and French, hoping to become a teacher. According to those who knew her at the time, she was intelligent, vigilant, respectful of her elders, and attentive to advice related to the noble tasks of life. It was in the fall of 1943 that she received a teaching assignment in Geneva, but decided to remain home due to the ongoing war. At about 10 p.m. on the 3rd of January 1944, four men gained entry into Spurgevičiūt's home by claiming to be police officers. These Soviet partisans demanded to be given food and drank vodka that they brought. They pocketed any valuables and began harassing women for sex. Stacy Zukait, Spurgevičiūt's aunt and neighbor, born in 1916, heard the noise and came to investigate. When she tried to run away to get help, she was shot and killed. The man then raped Spurgevičiūt's mother and threatened Spurgevičiūt to give in to their sexual advances. However, she steadfastly refused. Reportedly, her last words to her family were, "Only I will die, you will live." She was shot under the right eye, and since her right hand was grazed by the bullet, it is believed that she was crossing herself, defending her purity, dying a virgin martyr. Servant of God, Elena Spurgevičiūt, pray for us.